Shabbat shalom. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov told a story about an angel who watches over people all the time, even in the dark. This angel is named Yodea, the angel of losses. Yodea watches lives unfold and records every detail before they fade. Yodea has helpers, and even his helpers have helpers. Each one carries a shovel and spends all of their time digging, all the while searching for losses. For a great deal is lost in our lives. And how do the helpers search for what has been lost? After all, the losses live in the realm of the unknown. They need a light, not just any light, but the light of the soul. For the soul itself is a light planted in each one of us to seek after whatever has been lost. It is not like a torch, but more akin to a small candle. Yet even so, with it you can search inside deep wells where darkness is unbroken, peering into every corner and crevice. Small though it may be, it is necessary to be guided by that light. This past week, we celebrated Memorial Day. For those who connect to this national holiday as a way to remember dear ones who served in wars, Memorial Day functions much like the Jewish observance of Yizkor. We look back and garner memories of a loved one who has died. Judaism teaches that we are still in relationship with a loved one who is no longer with us. Like Yodea's helpers, we search with the light of our souls and find strands left behind. Yodea is the Hebrew word for one who knows. So the angel of losses is also the one who knows. We gather up memories of those we have lost, and we carry this knowledge of them forward as we grow. And we find our relationship to those who have died can also grow as we relate to them in new ways. I think of my friend Susan, who described a new insight about her mother. As a child, she used to make fun of her mother for insisting on her quiet coffee time, which really meant she needed a specific period of time when no one could interrupt her as she serenely read the paper and sipped happily from her cup. Yet now, suddenly, with children of her own and a hectic daily schedule, Susan feels a sense of closeness to her mother as she finally understands the joy of a quiet cup of joe first thing in the morning. I think of a congregant here who gives so generously of his time and resources to our work on women's reproductive health. It turns out that a friend of his died tragically due to not having access to adequate health care when she was pregnant. He tells me that the work he does helps him stay close to her, and he does it in her honor and in her memory. These are some of the ways we bind up the memories of those who have passed on in our lives so that they can live on through us. We carry on their legacy of values. We follow the example they set in how they loved, how they gave, how they spoke, and how they listened. We try to honor them by carrying on a part of what they taught us, what they gave to us. In this way, we carry on in relationship. As Rabbi Sandy Sasso Eisenberg so eloquently said, what happens is what we might call an interweaving of souls, a mutual sharing of each other's goals and identity. We literally get into each other's heads. We are, each of us, in Hofstadter's language, a strange loop, constantly receiving feedback from the world outside us and making it a part of us, and in turn, affecting the world. When we remember someone, something of that person comes back to life. Imagine a boomerang that comes back to us. We realize their influence on us. It's what Sylvan Caimons and Rabbi Jack Reamer meant in their beloved poem, As We Remember Them. When we are weary and in need of strength, we will remember them. When we are lost and sick of heart, we will remember them. When we have joys we yearn to share, we will remember them. So long as they live, so long as we live, they too shall live, for they are now a part of us as we remember them. Remembering is a sacred act in Judaism. The Torah commands us some 200 times to remember. We ritualize the act of remembering throughout the year when we recite Yizkor, a service dedicated to remembering those who have died. We also recite Kaddish at the time of Yahrzeit and annually commemorate the date on which a loved one has died. While honoring someone's memory can feel almost instinctive to us in those first days, weeks, months, and even years after a loved one has died. The rituals of Yahrzeit and Yizkor invite us to remember that person quite literally for the rest of our lives. Their life becomes bound up with ours. Just as Yodea carries a light that can find hidden memories, holy sparks, and small things that someone left behind, we too can look for the way memories still speak to us, even years later. We find these holy sparks in memories of kind words, cherished moments, and lessons shared. And we are constantly growing so that when we come upon a Kaddish again, we may notice how we have changed since we last thought of that person. You don't move past death, you move with it, says pop culture author Norm McKierney. Love is as strong as death, we read in Song of Songs. Recently, my father-in-law passed away. I sang a song to him in the hospital the day he died. And later I kept thinking of how the lyrics were really prophetic and connected to my experience of losing a loved one. And it struck me how Jewish they were in their claim of lasting, loving relationships. So I leave you with the words of the famous Gershwin song. In time the Rockies may crumble, Gibraltar may tumble, they're only made of clay, but our love is here to stay. Shabbat Shalom.